Life Supernatural brings you your favorite Christian authors, speakers, and filmmakers each week. Listen in as our guests teach and encourage, and we go live to the front lines of what God is doing across the world. Now, get ready to experience your life supernatural.
I want to welcome all of our listeners today to a special episode of Life Supernatural. We pray that you guys enjoyed a wonderful, refreshing Thanksgiving last week, and I can't believe we're already in December with Christmas right down the road. So let me ask you a question, because as we get ready to go through the holidays, for whatever reason, the time that we celebrate Jesus' birth is also a time that brings up many painful memories and experiences and reminds us that maybe even though we've had an experience in the past where maybe somebody prayed for us, we prayed a prayer, went through a process, and we had a measure of freedom in our lives, we're still reminded that there's still bondage, there's still pain, there's still things that need to be broken through and healed. And I'm so grateful that we have my guests, Dennis and Jen Clark, on the program today, because God has given them an extraordinary ministry. Because like I just said, In the past, we presented freedom sometimes as an experience, as something we receive at the end of a church service. But my guests today have written an incredible new book called Living Free. And this book actually gives you the keys to making freedom a lifestyle and a sustained lifestyle rather than just an experience. So, Dennis and Jen, it's such a blessing to have you on the program today.
We're delighted to be with you.
Thank you.
Just a little bit about our guest. Dennis Clark has been in ministry for over 35 years as a pastor, church planner, and counselor. And his wife, Dr. Jennifer Clark, has a BS and MS and a degree in education and psychology and a PhD in theology. They have developed simple, systematic, proven how-to tools to quickly heal emotional pain and train others to teach these principles to others. So again, get ready. We're going to learn how to walk in a lifestyle of sustained freedom and healing. So let me ask you this. What problem caused you to write this book? What problem is your book specifically dealing with?
Primarily, we wanted to make a user-friendly approach through a relationship with Christ or a genuine God encounter for born-again believers, but to apply simple keys so that, as you shared, there's not just freedom once in a while, but freedom through intimacy in Christ after the connection, after you connect with it and receive freedom, how to maintain that connection, how to walk it out in everyday life regardless of circumstances, and heal the emotional pain, yes, but move from the God encounter to the subsequent relationship that every believer commonly knows as a walk in the Spirit. How to apply simple keys to stay there once you've started.
Yeah, and I think so many of our audience members are looking for something just like that. You know, so many of us have had those powerful encounters with God, experiences that really are our seeds or invitations that change our lives, but we sometimes don't recognize that they are an invitation to live something sustained and continuous. And again, I think your book, Live Free, does a fantastic job at doing exactly what you said, giving keys, practical, user-friendly keys to equipping believers to do this. So here's this question. What audience is your book specifically written for?
Well, Live Free was written primarily for adult believers, although I do believe an unbeliever could get saved while reading it. It is written in simple enough language, though, so even young teenagers could get a lot out of it if they were interested in the subject.
Now, could you go ahead and summarize what your book is about? You can do this in 3 points if you'd like, just to give our audience, our listeners, just an idea of what it's all about.
Okay. Well, one thing it intends to do is demystify how to maintain intimacy with God as a lifestyle and it reveals that his presence is the entryway to freedom. This was a great mystery to me before I met Dennis, and so it changed my life. Live Free also explains that the supernatural peace of God, the fruit of the Spirit, which was a gift from Jesus, he never takes it back, it's a permanent gift, is the evidence that we're abiding in him. And so it explains that peace was the gift that we have, it's the evidence, but it also tells you how to walk in peace as a lifestyle. Next, Live Free explains that any negative emotion is a signal we've temporarily disconnected from God's presence, because when we're in God's presence, we experience his peace. And forgiveness is always the antidote for negative emotions and gets us back into the presence of God. It gives step-by-step instructions on how to yield to Christ, who is the forgiver within. And when we open our heart and present our pain to him, he instantly restores us back to supernatural peace. And Jesus tells us in John 7:38 that he who believeth in me, as the scripture says, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. And forgiveness is one of those rivers.
Now, how did you end up writing about this topic? Was there some sort of catalyst or personal experience that brought you to write about this particular topic and really devote a good portion of your ministry to this particular emphasis?
Yes. It was in the very early years of my Christianity. I was studying everything on my own that I could get my hands on, but God said, I'm going to take you through to the school of the Spirit. And didn't really know what that meant at the time, but he began in my prayer time literally revealing secrets and unfolding certain aspects of his nature, primarily that he was a person, and that to honor him and meet him spirit to spirit was to recognize him as the person of the Holy Spirit, as Christ within. And every little nuance I began to get sensitive to, and I saw that there was just a whole universe of insight into the character, into the nature of Christ, and that he really wanted to teach me in my prayer time how to make him Lord and how to maintain that lordship in from the prayer encounter to the subsequent walking out relationship of the day-to-day activities. However, most of my spiritual friends said, Dennis, we would like you to come and minister to our church and our staff. And I said, well, I don't do counseling like you've probably been acquainted with certain ways of counseling. They go, I know, but nobody can do it like you. And when they said that statement, nobody can do it like you, I so respected. They were well-connected peers internationally and nationally. And so I never did see anybody exactly minister the way I did through discerning of spirits, primarily the human spirit. So I was pretty much convinced that what I had learned couldn't be taught. You know, if you're proficient in any area of Christianity, sometimes you're not the best teacher. You have a tendency to tell people, well, just do it.
Yeah.
And then they get frustrated.
So Dennis was convinced. He didn't even try to teach this in his first pastorate because he was so convinced it couldn't be taught. But in 1997, I met Dennis at a conference, and I was a frustrated psychologist, Christian counselor, and theologian who had plenty of my own emotional pain that wasn't dealt with, and I had gotten really discouraged with what I'd seen going on in the churches, even with some of the best Christian counseling, because people just weren't getting healed. And I would look around in dismay at all the hurting people, even when they were going through years of Christian counseling. So at that time when Dennis and I met, I was pretty much an intellectual Christian. I'd read all the books of all the mystics and people who'd had deep, rich experiences in God, but I didn't know how to really encounter God myself. I'm sure I accidentally bumped into him from time to time. So we went to a conference in 1997, and we went as intercessors, me from Waycross, Georgia, and Dennis down from Charlotte, North Carolina. And so we were just part of this big group, and suddenly a young woman had an emotional meltdown. She completely freaked out, collapsed on the floor, crying and wailing. Everyone turned and stared at her, frozen in their tracks. And the thought I had was 5 or 10 years worth of counseling right there on the floor. But Dennis knew what to do. He came over and got down on one knee beside her, and he spoke in a real quiet voice, but I could hear him because I was standing so close. And he started leading her through one emotional healing, one right after the other, pulling down mental strongholds. Demonic activity was just flying off without him even addressing it because he was closing the doors that had given it permission to stay.
Well.
And it was just amazing. In less than 10 minutes, this young woman was standing on her feet with a glow on her face, a countenance change. She was smiling, and I was dumbfounded. I knew what was happening because of my counselor training, but I had never in my life seen anything like this, and it was so fast and thorough. And what I saw in a flash was that if the church world knew this, then they could be made healed and whole, and the whole church could be transformed if believers knew how to do this. And I thought, this is huge. This could absolutely change the world. So Dennis and I fell in love at that conference, and we were married 8 weeks later. It was a supernatural, prophetic story, but we have a whole CD that tells that story, so I'm not going to go into that. But we were married, and I told Dennis I wanted him to teach me, and I didn't really care what his peers had told him, that it didn't make sense to me that God would give somebody something that couldn't be imparted to others. So I was working as a secular psychologist that first year we were married, but I would come home at night, and we would pray together, and he would tell me, give me instructions like, okay, close your eyes, focus on Christ in you. Open your heart. There, you're doing it. I can feel the anointing just increase. Can you feel the peace? And I'd say yes. And he said, that's peace. That's the fruit of the Spirit. I didn't know you could drop down and be in the presence of God and feel the fruit of the Spirit as an experience, not just a Sunday school bulletin board. And he said, okay, now go deeper. Okay, there, I've just felt it change. You feel that little joy bubble inside, and I was feeling the joy of the Lord for the first time in my experience that I knew of. And so he would keep giving me instructions. He taught me how to let the Lord bring to mind old wounds and issues, how to take thoughts captive. And what's more, I paid attention to how he taught me, and I started writing it all down. And so then we started traveling ministry. We were asked to teach in churches and schools, and we started preparing materials, and we ended up having CDs and manuals and things like that. But in our traveling ministry, we learned a lot of valuable lessons. We learned that trainees need a little ministry before they try to pray with others or they trigger one another's unhealed wounds. We also learned it's simple enough you can teach little children. And we learned different ways to troubleshoot, how to get believers, always get them to Christ within, even when they have obstacles like, I don't feel feelings. And so we have a whole troubleshooting manual. And what we started doing is equipping the believers to touch Christ within, to let him do the work of the ministry. Because, see, everyone has the same spiritual equipment. So we just broke it down into little steps and taught them to access what God has given all of us. And so we consider ourselves our greatest delight. We are facilitators. We are coaches to equip the saints to play the game. So, we even have 3 children's books, and we taught a whole Christian school, all the little children, how to forgive. And Well, after doing traveling ministry, we planted a church, and then we were able to go into deeper topics instead of just the basics. But Live Free teaches the foundational principles underlying everything else we teach. And it also has practical exercises so people can experience what they're reading about, and we tell them how to do that.
Well, and Jen, the wonderful thing about the book, and I just want to encourage our listeners, in Live Free, it's so much about what Jen was just sharing about. You know, sometimes when we talk about things like emotional healing or deliverance, some of the experiences that Jen was just talking about while she was sharing her testimony, we think, oh, well, I could never do that. I mean, we act like it's people who have maybe some sort of spiritual seniority or superiority that are able to do that, but not just me. I'm just a regular old Christian. The wonderful thing about what Dennis and Jen bring to the body of Christ, and they do it so well through this book, Live Free, is they show you, yes, it doesn't matter if you're a pastor, doesn't matter if you're a worldwide evangelist, doesn't matter if you are a stay-at-home mom, if you run a business, whoever you are, these principles are applicable to you. You can walk in this type of freedom, and you can administer it to others because, I love, Jen, what you said, the same spiritual equipment has been given to all of us. His name is Holy Spirit. We did not get a downgrade. We received the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. So let me just ask you guys, this is not an official question, but I'd love to hear what you have to say. And, you know, Jen, Dennis, whichever one of you want to weigh in on this, you can. Do you feel like sometimes that mentality is kind of permeating in the church where they look at folks like you who move in this type of ministry of releasing emotional healing or bringing deliverance, and they think it's reserved just for a few, you know, few special people?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, that is the primary emphasis. We want to teach and equip the average believer in self-governance. We even call it self-deliverance in that sense, as opposed to relying on experts. I'm sure we'll always need experts, but at the same time, we should be equipping the average believer into self-governance and learning how to make Jesus Lord in their own life rather than having somebody do it to them, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And
right. I really think we're entering into a new day where ministers are going to transition out of being experts who put on a performance into coaches who get right in there and work with believers and really get them equipped. I think there's a Bill Hammond wrote a book called Day of the Saints, and we're really entering into a Day of the Saints. It's time for the priesthood of the believer and for the ordinary believer from 3 to 103 to learn to live in the Spirit.
Yeah, that's really good. And isn't that true? I'm thinking of Dr. Hammond's book. It truly is the Day of the Saints because we've seen that. We've seen that perspective shift. You know, back in the 40s, 50s, and 60s, you had the healing evangelist.
Mm-hmm.
And now you have churches like Bethel and such who are empowering everyday believers. You don't have to be a pastor, an evangelist, or somebody with a pulpit. Everyday believers in their normal, everyday sphere of influences lay hands on the sick and bring healing to release the power of God in the way that we saw, you know, people back in, you know, 50 or 60 years ago do from a platform. And it seems like God is doing the same thing now with this unique type of ministry, this emotional type of healing, which is wonderful.
Right.
And we even found out when we did children from kindergarten through high school that it was interesting that they caught on quicker than seasoned Christian adults.
Mm-hmm.
It was like they caught on to it because for them it was like education, and for there's a lot of paradigm shifting going on, and for a seasoned adult sometimes it was a re-education in some fundamental areas, and that was kind of exciting to us that the children picked it up, that we could have a generation that's going to transcend and it's going to look at us someday and say, what's wrong with you folks? Why didn't you get your act together quicker? You know?
It's true. That's absolutely true. Go ahead, Jen.
We went to do a follow-up. Last year we had gone in and with two of the books I'd worked with the kindergarten and first graders, and Dennis took our School of Spirit book and worked with the second through fifth graders and taught them how to function in the Spirit. And so they brought us back this year for a refresher with all the, from kindergarten through the fifth grade in one room. And so Dennis was giving them some refreshers up front and praying with a girl up in front of the group. And then he could feel, though, from the second row, a little girl who was in the first grade. And as he was praying forgiveness with the older girl up front, this little girl was sitting in her seat and processing issues. Dennis could feel her just moving in the Spirit and dealing with things.
Wow.
Brought her up, learned in kindergarten, and she's already made it a lifestyle.
Wow, wow. Well, and that's the reality. Children are more receptive to the things of the kingdom, just like you were saying, Dennis. There's with adults or people who have had years of theological training and experience, not that all of it's bad, just sometimes you have to relearn things. You have to reform your thinking. There's a lot of renewal of the mind that needs to take place. But with kids, it's kind of like you're dealing with a blank slate. They're just ready to receive, which is, that's incredible. So for those of you guys who are listening out there, I encourage you, I mean, this book is great personally. I would encourage you, if you are in a ministry or you are in leadership at a church, this is a fantastic handbook to equip your people. And you know what, Jen, I like what you said, you know, from age 3 to 103, it doesn't matter how old you are. You know, from the oldest, wisest, and most seemingly sophisticated of us to a first grader flowing in these things, I believe it truly is the day of the saints, and God is restoring his healing ministry, body, soul, and spirit, to his people who flow in the Holy Spirit. I'm sorry, Jen, did you want to say something? I didn't want to interrupt you.
Oh, well, I was going to ask if Dennis wanted to add some things about how God worked with him or things that he learned, has learned over the years. And,
yeah,
oh, by
ahead.
The way, working with Dennis is great because you can ask him on any subject, and he's got something that God taught him.
I'm just grateful that Jennifer convinced me. It's awkward, I think, for any man or woman of God that if you are proficient in any area in the spiritual realm in Christianity, if it's so subjective, it's so real that you are awkward in trying to explain subjective truth to other people, and we sometimes get unnecessarily intimidated by it.
Mm-hmm.
And we should put a pressure on ourselves as leaders, put pressure so that when we preach a beautiful message and people are amazed that the message was so great, the people should be able to have the right to come up to us and say, now how do I do that? Because I see there's much what to do and biblical literacy in the body, but the need, and this is what I really believe we attempted in this book, the need is really to say, okay, I know the right answers. How do I live the right answers? And
yeah.
All of our teachings are basically, we're known as how-to people. But not a method. People use formula and method, and I'm sure there's formulas and methods involved in life, like Roman road or ABCs of salvation. But by and large, we see it as an initial encounter, and then the subsequent walking out of that relationship in the day-to-day life, so that it's a flow, and it's undivided. And when it gets a little choppy, we know how to reconnect, get back there, and make our practice of Christianity or the practice of the presence of God. I really believe that it's modeled after Brother Lawrence practicing the presence of God. The only difference is we're telling them how to do it.
That's good. That's good. Whereas, you know, Brother Lawrence, I think, gave us a very powerful vision of a life, of a lifestyle that was practicing the presence of God. A book like yours, in such a practical way, gives us the how-tos of what it looks like to go about doing that. Let me go back to our official questions here. Can you give our listeners three things? I know there's many more than that, but just three things that your book will do to help them live a more effective supernatural life.
Yes. I think the number one thing, we sat in a meeting once where a prophet said, you know, the day's going to come when, as I've taught you to tap into the gifts of the Spirit and learn to prophesy, etc., He said, the day is going to come when people are going to teach you how to tap into the fruit of the Spirit. And I looked at Jennifer and I said, I've been doing that for 35 years. But only lately in our books is we're actually teaching people not to have the fruit of the Spirit as a mystery, but to literally know how to tap into it. That'd be one thing. The second thing is a re-education on getting to know intimately, and intimacy is a key, Christ the Forgiver living in you, doing the forgiveness. It's the person of Christ in you that's the hope of glory, and it's Christ the Forgiver is a major point that really needs to be, because there's people struggling with forgiveness, and they struggle with repentance, and it's absolutely essential to know that it has to be out of the relationship with Christ within. And the third thing would be basically to move from into an abiding lifestyle. And the forgiveness as a lifestyle, or practicing the presence of God, is basically an abiding lifestyle. And it can't be a mystery because we've been told to do it. So we've got to really get on fire here and teach people how to actually do what you've been commanded to do in Scripture. And that to abide means you want to keep it a constant connection and a flow and apply it in everyday life.
Well, Dennis and Jen, as we get ready to finish up here, I just wanted to address our listeners for a moment. If you are looking to experience God in a real whole new dimension, I love what we're talking about with Brother Lawrence and practicing the presence of God. If you're not familiar with that book, it's a wonderful portrait and vision of a life that is so yielded to God that, and Dennis was talking about this, there's no, well, okay, this part of my life belongs to God, but now this part of my life, you know, is kind of, this is my part, or this part of my day is for God, but this part's for me. God wants us to live in a continuous lifestyle of intimacy with Him. That's what it means to practice the presence of God. I believe that that vision that we see so clearly in Brother Lawrence's classic book, Dennis and Jen, through this book, Live Free, they actually show us how to, through this really practical manual, very user-friendly, like they were saying, how to actually walk that out. Because, you know what, it's easy to talk about high spiritual concepts, and we can get excited about them, but a lot of us out there just want to know, how do I put it to practice in my life? Live Free is a manual that will show you how not to only live and experience life in the presence of God, but how live out of His presence. Because like they were just sharing, things like forgiveness, we can't do that in our own strength. That is Christ in us enabling us to walk in forgiveness. If we are trying to do things like that by ourselves, we are going to end up frustrated and just upset because we can't do it. But again, Dennis and Jen, through this book, show us what it looks like to live from the inside out with Christ on the inside of us, enabling us and empowering us to walk in the fruit of the Spirit. Where, Jen, you said earlier on, you know, with the fruit of the Spirit, sometimes we think back to either Sunday school or a bulletin board where we have different, you know, maybe a whole big thing of fruit up there and the different fruit listed, you know, patience and kindness and love. But God wants those things to be a reality, not a concept. And I believe He's taking His people into this lifestyle where the fruit of the Spirit manifests powerfully as the gifts of the Holy Spirit. So I encourage you to pick up a copy of Live Free. It is available. It will be available on December 17th. However, you can pre-order it now on Amazon, ChristianBook.com, wherever you go to get your books. I know you will be blessed. And again, it's going to give you practical tools on how to live in this place of abiding intimacy with God, and you will experience a true revolution in your life. Let me ask you both one more question. Do you have anything coming up that you'd like to tell our audience about, any books that you're doing or events, anything you'd like to share?
Well, we have a Live Free seminar scheduled for this Friday and Saturday, December 6th and 7th. However, the class is already full. This is in Fort Mill, South Carolina. If anyone is interested and can't, well, obviously you can't make it because it's full. Let us know that you're interested, and we could possibly schedule another one in the spring. Details are on our website, forgive123.com, and our email address is Clark, C-L-A-R-K, at forgive123.com. Now, we also have two more books that are going to be published by Destiny Image in 2014. One is called Deep Relief Now, and there's one that's untitled On Peace, the Shalom of God. In addition, Destiny Image is publishing a series of e-books in 2014, 2015, and the titles we already have are Simple Keys to Heal Loneliness, Simple Keys to Heal Rejection, Simple Keys for Self-Deliverance, Simple Keys for a Deeper Prayer Life, and Simple Keys for Forgiveness, and Simple Keys for Health and Healing. That's on Christ the Healer Within, the Biology of Belief.
Well, thank you so much, Dennis and Jen. It was a real honor to have you on the program, and I know your book is going to be a real blessing to a lot of people.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
And then, again, just a final word to our listeners. As you can hear, one of the main things that Dennis and Jen flow in is giving you these practical, simple keys to living this Christian life. And I encourage you, pick up your copy of Live Free. It is going to be a blessing to you. It is a wonderful handbook that will show you, again, practically how to live in a lifestyle of intimacy with God and see everything flow out of that wonderful, vibrant relationship with Him. We will see you again soon. God bless. Have a wonderful day.
This has been Life Supernatural, your trusted source for the latest Spirit-filled resources for your everyday life. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Leave a review on iTunes and share your testimonies of how this show is equipping you to live a life supernatural. You can also visit our website, www.lifesupernatural.com, for inspirational content and incredible offers from some of your favorite authors, speakers, and more. Thanks again for listening.